Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We've had a little bit of everything this afternoon, haven't we, Chris?
Yes,
we've had Kamala Harris sitting down with Brett Baier. We had a pair of tickets given away. And, of course, we've had a lot of stories. And you know what? We've had a nice day of weather.
Todd Payne. You're forgetting Todd Payne.
Well, yeah. Forgive me, Todd. He was the – I mean, we came out swinging with him in hour one.
We did.
First guy we got underway.
Todd Payne,
we got out of the way.
Assistant airport director at PNS.
Yeah, so it's been a loaded slate. But we got one more hour to go right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 612. We don't have much time to kill before I get my first quick check of the roads and weather. So, Chris, what do you got, my man?
You know, if you live north, up in God's country, you know, up in Barano Park and Bratt and in those areas,
right?
And you're lucky enough to have maybe a child at Northview High School, the Chiefs up there. Well, their big event up tonight. Tonight is something up in that area, in the Bratt area,
right?
Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They're hosting Fields of Faith. That's over in Tommy Weaver Stadium. It's a free event. Gets underway in about 17 minutes right now, 6:30. Fields of Faith, of course, is a national student-led initiative where local students pray with other students on a neutral site this year. It is the football field. Mm. Happening in just a few minutes. Now that's some good stuff.
Yeah. And we've been touching on this a couple times just on previous days. But once again, just want to let you know, Pensacola Beach lifeguards now at their winter staffing levels. Yeah. That means lifeguards will only be patrolling Casino Beach through the winter season. Lifeguards tell residents and visitors to be extra careful at the beach, of course, while lifeguards are not patrolling. If you are interested in becoming one for next year's beach season, tryouts are being held December 7th and 8th at the UWF Aquatic Center. You can get more information on the county website at myascambia.com.
I remember the dog that was put on the 75 freeway during Hurricane Milton.
Unfortunately, I do remember that.
Flooding up to his chest and all. We're going to probably see that dog on one of the late night shows. This dog is getting to be famous, let me tell you. But the person that did that to that dog does not deserve to get any kind of recognition whatsoever.
And if it is, it's bad recognition.
Absolutely. Florida authorities now saying they have found the owner who they allege left his dog tied to a fence while he evacuated in advance of Hurricane Milton. Fox's Eben Brown has more on this trending story.
Florida Highway Patrol troopers were aghast when, during Hurricane Milton evacuations, a bull terrier was found tied to a fence along Interstate 75 near Tampa. The dog was found standing around in swampy conditions. Now they've found the owner, and he's in big trouble.
Poor dog was left out there. We said that, you know, there would be justice for that, and we're going to nail you.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday, police tracked down Giovanni Aldama Garcia, who admitted he left the dog there. He's now charged with felony animal cruelty and is facing 5 years in prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. We're keeping close tabs on the tropics. Infest 94L, by the way, which is a disturbance located over the central Atlantic. Possible that system may become a tropical depression or tropical storm by the end of this week. Infest 94L, let me stress this to you, is not a threat to the Gulf of Mexico or the U.S. coastline at all. In fact, it appears that the Gulf of Mexico may now be closed for business, as forecasters are saying. In terms of tropical development, a strong west to east wind shear has now settled into the Gulf, which sets up the nice weather forecast today.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, thanks for that little segue there, actually, Chris. 6:15, we'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, it's been pretty hectic on two spots in particular. That's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. I do hate to say that both of those spots are still giving us issues. Outside of those two areas, though, there's not much going on. As for the weather, it is 64. It's dropped a little bit. 64 degrees in Pensacola currently. We do have a red flag warning in effect until 7 p.m., so for about another 44 minutes. Tonight's low is going to be 49 degrees. Tomorrow, beautiful Thursday, a little bit warmer than it was today. High of 71, low of 52.
I think I'm going to have to put the seat heat factor on my car when I get out there. Flip on the seat heater, you know?
It's going to be nice, man.
I guess.
Right. I may sit out on my truck for a little bit before I leave.
Ooh. Okay, Powerball, if you want to make a lot of bucks tonight, here comes $408,196.3 million. That is your cash option. 10 o'clock, they make that drawing. Did you see the footage of the SpaceX rocket lifting off and then the lower stage returning back to the pad?
I think I did,
and the pad captured this thing. This was something out of a movie. You know, just totally out of a movie. But Elon Musk can take credit for that one. As a matter of fact, Elon is suing the California Coastal Commission over claims they violated his right to free speech. Fox Business's Max Gordon has more from Los Angeles.
Musk says that the California Coastal Commission, which regulates the use of the California coast, violated his First Amendment rights and that they chose to deny SpaceX's bid for more rocket launches because of his politics. The proposal to increase launches at Vandenberg Space Force Base from 36 to 50 per year had the backing of both the Space Force and Air Force, since SpaceX is an important contractor for the federal government. But members of the California Coastal Commission argued they needed to cut down on sonic booms and pointed out that SpaceX is frequently sending up private payloads and shouldn't be given exemptions enjoyed by the federal government. In their meeting, the commission also honed in on comments made by Musk and on his support of former President Donald Trump.
So you want to know why Elon packed up and went to Texas, right? Next question. not many days left to enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. Look at that. It's already dropping now. It's getting dark. In 18 days, it is the end of daylight savings time. So this day, on day 19 from now, Austin, it will be absolutely pitch black out there. One potential health benefit of DST, it promotes healthy lifestyles by letting people enjoy more outdoor activities. Rightly so. Sunday, November 3rd, that's your day. Turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time, CST.
Well, speaking of outdoor activities, it's the official sign that fall is here. The Pensacola Interstate Fair kicks off tomorrow. It opens on Thursday with Dollar Day from 4 to 11 p.m. So admission will be a dollar for ages 4 and up. Rides will also be just $1 each. As for entertainment tomorrow, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, running the big lip sync battle on the main stage starting at 7 p.m.
I was thinking about that number 18. You know how sometimes you think, okay, I mentioned something about 18, but there was something else. It was like a latent function in psychology. Well, there was something else I wanted to tell you about. It happens in 18 days.
All right.
Less than 3 weeks. The best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. I knew 18 was somewhere around there. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd.
Yes.
18 days away. Through the 10th at Ashton Brosnahan Soccer Complex. Third year now, Pensacola will host that tourney. Tickets now on sale at pensacolasports.org. I got to get it, Ray Palmer on. Right. And talk about how ticket sales are going.
And remember, my completely baseless prediction is that Tennessee will win it all.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll keep.
I'm holding you to it.
We'll just keep that holstered in the back of our minds until we get a winner. All right, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got the estimated insured losses from Hurricane Milton, the number that that we're approaching on that, and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. LSU.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to North Carolina this Friday night to take on the Duke Blue Devils in a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Duke. Kickoff at 6 p.m. Friday on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. On the roads, there's two spots giving us issues right now. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, 64 degrees in Pensacola. Red flag warning until 7 p.m. tonight. 49 degrees is your low tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful sunny day. High of 71, low of 52.
You know, I was listening to Andrew do that commercial about realtors a few minutes ago. Kind of brought to mind here, if you're in the market to buy a home, maybe sell a home, you're watching those mortgage numbers, right? Well, here they are today. Freddie Mac reporting that 30-year rate, pretty steady, 6.62%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.07%. And if you've been watching those numbers, yes, they are slowly rising. Be aware of that.
Keep that in mind. Speaking of numbers rising, I hinted at this before the break. Estimated insured losses from Hurricane Milton approaching $2 billion. Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced yesterday the estimate is up to just under $1.9 billion. Over 150,000 claims filed as of yesterday. Over 2,000 have been closed with payments made, but over 6,000 have been closed without payments.
Okay, the rankings are in for which U.S. governors have the best and worst records when it comes to fiscal responsibility. I told you about, I was going to tell you about this about 20 minutes ago. Here's the best top five. All are Republicans, by the way. Number one, Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. Number two, Governor Jim Pillen from Nebraska. Number three, Governor Jim Justice from West Virginia. Number four, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas. Number five, Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota. Now, here comes the five worst. Take note, everybody. All are Democrats, by the way. Democratic vice presidential nominee and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz came in dead last with a score of 19, earning an F grade. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also received a failing grade for his score of 34, followed by Delaware Governor John Carney, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and Maine Governor Janet Mills, all of whom received scores of 31.
Wow.
Did you see the span there from 31 down to 19?
Yeah.
Did you see the gap?
I mean, well, that is. It's one thing to, like, just be in a tight competition, but to be dead last, that is kind of concerning for sure. Also wanted to say this. Universal Orlando's newest attraction could be open in just a matter of months. Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Epic Universe could open next May, and tickets could go on sale this month. Universal has not commented on the report. Epic Universe was first announced 5 years ago. It'll include five worlds, Super Nintendo World, How to Train Your Dragon, and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It'll be Universal's fourth theme park in Orlando.
Okay. Flags are being raised as more grocery stores could contain products linked to a recall. Now, this is dangerous. This you need to listen to this. Fox's Lisa Brady has all the details in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Health officials expand the number of grocery store chains impacted by a massive meat recall linked to listeria concerns. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Walmart, Target, Kroger, 7-Eleven, and Aldi are now included on the list of stores carrying potentially contaminated pre-cooked meat from producer Bruce Pack. Last week, the agency announced a recall of nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry. That recall impacts several brands, from frozen foods to sandwiches and wraps. No illnesses linked to the recall have been reported. The agency warns consumers to throw away or return the recalled products. Listeria is a bacteria. Those who eat it can be infected and get sick. Though infection is rare, it can be serious. Those at highest risk are pregnant women, newborns, adults over age 65, and those with weakened immune systems. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Thanks, Lisa. The forecast calling for mild days, cool nights, of course, perfect conditions for cinemas in the sand. 4 days, Friday, don't miss Monsters, Inc. Free classic family movies on the Casino Beach big screen stage. Curtain rises, of course, at sunset.
You know what's quite impressive, Chris? Jimmy Carter has achieved his goal of living long enough to cast his ballot for the 2024 election.
That is something.
He recently turned 100. Carter Center confirmed the news today. His grandson previously said he would vote for VP Harris and doesn't believe former President Trump should be in the White House again. No surprise there. Carter turned
right along Democratic lines.
Yeah. Carter turned 100 years old on October 1st, making him the oldest former president in U.S. history, I would assume quite convincingly so. Early voting began in his home state of Georgia on Tuesday.
Okay, if you're maneuvering the streets around the area, here's your Wednesday update from FDOT. Roadway construction projects continue. Drivers will encounter lane closures. This is on Michigan Avenue from Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street through Saturday. 10 Freeway between Highway 29 and the 110 Freeway. Look for lane closures between MLK Drive and North Spring Street. In Santa Rosa County, stormwater drainage improvements and paving operations continue through the Gulf Breeze Corridor between Bayshore Road and Tiger Lake Drive.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris does her first interview with Fox News in an often combative sit-down with special report host Brett Baer. Much of the discussion centered around illegal immigration. Harris touted a bipartisan bill that failed in the Senate.
That border bill would have put 1,500 more border agents at the border, which is why I believe the Border Patrol agents supported the bill. It would have allowed us to stem the flow of fentanyl coming into the United States, which is a scourge affecting people of every background, every geographic location in our country, killing people.
Harris blamed Donald Trump for lobbying against the bill. Earlier, the vice president made a campaign appearance in Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania, with over 100 Republicans who support her, urging voters to put country first over party. Donald Trump addressed Latino voters in a town hall event in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Novavax says the Food and Drug Administration has put a hold on its application for a combination shot that targets COVID and influenza as a standalone flu vaccine, and that sent the company's shares to tumble today. Shares of CSX fell after hours after the railroad operator says their fourth quarter would be more challenging in the wake of falling fuel prices, weaker coal demand, and two massive hurricanes in the southeast recently. A Jacksonville-based company says lower fuel prices and other factors would cost it around $200 million in fourth quarter sales. On Wall Street, stocks were higher. The Dow set a fresh record, gaining 337. The S&P 500 grew by 27, and the NASDAQ gained 51. GM is agreeing to establish a joint venture with Lithium Americas that includes the automaker supplying $625 million in cash and credit. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Jerry Jones doesn't view winning anymore as having more points than the other team at the end of the game. Instead, he defines winning by how much drama one could stir up. Whether it was his all-in comment, waiting to pay Dak, or faking a fight on Sean and RJ's radio show, it's clear Jerry would be better at running a reality TV show than trying to put an actual winning football team on the field in 2024. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back. Without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long tall Sally, she's a biblical species guy.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just those same couple spots we've been touching on. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still backed up pretty heavily. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. The congestion is breaking up, but it's still very much present, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 64 degrees, red flag warning until 7 o'clock, so for about 22 more minutes. And then tonight's low is 49. Tomorrow, beautiful Thursday. Sunny, clear skies, high of 71, low of 52.
Okay, let's quickly touch on some SEC Saturday games and figure out who's going to do what to who. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay, Auburn versus Missouri.
I have Auburn in an upset. You heard it here. And it's not just because I do War Eagle Weekly every Thursday morning.
The same gentleman who picked Ole Miss to beat LSU last week.
Bob. Yes. Okay. By the way, that War Eagle Weekly, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m.
South Carolina versus Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Alabama, Tennessee.
I got Tennessee. Yeah, I got to be in one heck of a game, but I got the Vols.
Yeah, they're playing this in Tennessee.
That's a big difference maker.
Ooh, that's a crazy campus.
Oh, yeah. That's it's one of the largest stadiums in the country and world.
They've got a lake out or a river, the river behind the stadium, and they have boats out there.
I think that's where the goalpost ended up the last time Alabama came to Neyland.
Okay, Texas A&M and Mississippi State.
A&M.
Ball State at Vanderbilt.
Dare I say, I think Vanderbilt's going to win it just by a hair.
I had a conversation about that this morning during breakfast. LSU, Arkansas. The person I was having breakfast with was saying, Arkansas always plays LSU really good.
It's a rivalry
and
game.
They do.
LSU coming off that big win over Ole Miss. Congratulations, by the way. Now they got to go on the road to Fayetteville, which Arkansas has already proven is a tough place to play this year alone. They beat Tennessee there. So that's going to be tough. But you know what? I'm holding strong. I doubted LSU once. I won't doubt them again. I got them winning the game close.
There you go. The effective use of brainwashing. this is the game, Georgia-Texas.
Yes, that is indeed the game of the year so far. It's looking like that's going to be – well, I don't know. Ohio State-Oregon was pretty good. But either way, Georgia-Texas, man, I got to take Texas at home.
Okay. And Kentucky versus the Florida Gators.
I think Florida is going to do it. I think they currently have a losing streak against the Wildcats. I think they break that streak this weekend.
Okay, big game tomorrow night over in the Caesar Dome. Denver is in town to take on the Saints. The big event there. Drew Brees will be inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's
that'll
huge.
Be a special evening.
I think it would be really upsetting for the Saints to have they've lost four straight. For them to host their former team, their former coach, who I do think some fans are upset with.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. For them to bring him back the day that they're honoring Brees, come on, man, Saints, you got to win that.
We'll see. MLB.
Yes.
What's the takes? What's going on? You keeping up with this one, I think.
Yes, I am keeping up with the postseason. NLCS Game 3 gets underway at 7:08. The Dodgers and Mets. Dodgers ran away with Game 1, but the Mets evened it up the other night. So they're going for Game 3, this time in New York.
Okay. MLB's on the minds of many, but more on the minds of people in Central Florida, specifically the Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater area.
Right.
Tropicana just smashed. I mean, the Hurricane Milton just did a number on a Tropicana field. Some saying, I know and talk to a lot of people in the Tampa area, some people are looking at it as like a godsend. Yeah, we're going to get rid of that thing. And then some say, you know what? We're not going to have a stadium that's ready to play ball in 2025.
That too.
Now they have to worry about where is that coming from. Anyway, a big mess down in Tampa. Fox's Tony Gagliardi has more on the story.
Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, will not be ready in time for opening day 2025. This according to a report from the Tampa Bay Times that says damage to the stadium is still being assessed after Hurricane Milton left much of the fiberglass roof destroyed. The stadium was being used as a shelter for first responders during the storm. It's unclear where the Rays will begin their season and how long they will be relocated. Tropicana Field has been home to the Rays since 1998 and is best known for its Stingray tank out in center field. The Stingrays were not harmed during the storm and have since been relocated to a tank in the nearby Florida Aquarium. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
There you go. Does it kind of remind you just a little bit about Superdome New Orleans, Katrina? And then Hurricane, and I don't mean the size intensity of the storm. I'm just talking about the pattern here. It was used as a refuge center.
Right.
You know, the refugees stayed there, got the roof all banged up, both roofs. Although Tropicana is worse than the dome was.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, I just think when you look at the structural integrity of the roofs, I would like to think that the Superdome held its own better. Tropicana, I mean, it was
really
like a parachute roof.
It really didn't, but it
I've seen shots of the Superdome. It did. It took a beating. But, I mean, Tropicana had like the parachute-looking roof, you know? I mean,
it was just flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All righty. Also here in sports, dude, just want to give you a score update in college football. Western Kentucky beating Sam Houston at the end of the first quarter, 7-0. Western Kentucky's 4-2, Sam Houston 5-1, so that's a good one. FIU later on tonight at 8 o'clock, they go to UTEP. UTEP is winless on the year, FIU 2-4, so they're trying to creep out of that losing record they got.
Okay, and UWF has won two straight, 3-2 overall, 2-1 in conference play. Next up for the Argos, they're heading up to Murfreesboro, North Carolina, to take on Showan Saturday. Kickoff at 12 noon on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. In that game, your prediction, sir.
Oh, I've got UWF winning easy. But I say the same about it as I do about Pace and Pine Forest. It's like, I think UWF is considerably a better team, but UWF is riding high. They can't overlook Showan, especially on the road. They can't overlook them. And they're better than they were last year, the Hawks.
And
so.
FSU's taking on Duke.
Yeah, FSU's taking on Duke on Friday night. That game gets underway at 6. So from 6 to 7 on Friday night, instead of Pensacola right now's hour 3, you're going to be hearing FSU and Duke. So you and I get off an hour early, don't we, Chris?
I'm really disturbed over that.
Well, you get off. I lollygag for an hour, then I got high school football.
I'm just yell and scream out the doors. Yeah. No.
All right.
It'll be a different Friday, that's for sure. I got to tell you that.
Oh, yes.
Wanted to tell you that, you know, I touched on it briefly, but this is really important because it's kind of clicking here in terms of a timeline. Recent Florida hurricanes impacting blood donation centers. American Red Cross, One Blood, actually had to pause their operations to avoid any shortages due to the storms. Both are now asking people to, as they say, roll up their sleeves to help save lives. News Radio 92.3's news partner, WEAR, is hosting a blood drive on Friday. Three locations you can get involved at: Blue Wahoo Stadium, the East 9 Mile Road Donor Center, and 9th Avenue Donor Center. Donors, by the way, will get a $20 e-gift card, a Halloween-themed t-shirt, and a Blue Wahoo's book, Living with the Wahoos, coming up.
All right. And 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing the Windhaven Beach area, we still got some congestion there, though it has greatly decreased. Outside of that, there's not too much. As for the weather, 64 degrees in Pensacola. Red flag warning for the next 15 minutes. Tonight's low is 49. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71 and low of 52 on a beautiful sunny Thursday.
I mentioned this to you a little bit earlier here. Maybe you might have missed it. If you're thinking about maybe travel plans, and I'm not really, and I don't mean this to be facetious, if you're thinking about maybe going to Israel, flying to Israel, flights are still flying.
Right.
But it's getting harder to get to Israel. Delta Airlines, by the way, has suspended flights between New York's Kennedy Airport and Tel Aviv for a, get this, whopping 5.5 months. immediately through March 31st, 2025. This is all, of course, due to the escalating conflict in the Middle East. Delta cited the reasoning behind the move was made based on security and intelligence records, records and reports. Delta is confirming customers who book affected flights will be issued a travel waiver. And I just put this in the under the umbrella here as Israelis. This is kind of really unique for New York City. A replica of Anne Frank's hiding place is being built, go on display in the Apple. Fox's Chris Foster has more on the report.
The real annex is at the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, a full-scale replica of the secret rooms where she and her family hid from the Nazis from July 1942 until their discovery in 1944. It's being built in the Netherlands to be shipped across the Atlantic for an exhibition at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. It opens January 27th, International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Anne Frank and her sister died of typhus in a concentration camp in 1945 when she was 15 years old. Her father was the only survivor of the eight people hidden in those rooms. He published what came to be her famous diary after the war. It will not be on display in New York. It stays behind at the museum in Amsterdam. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All righty. And our hourly stock numbers here, Wall Street closing with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 337 points to 4377. The S&P 500 rose by 27 points to 5842. And the NASDAQ gained 51 points to 18367.
Interesting. UWF, you're an alumni of,
yes,
is taking the classrooms to the waterfront. Get this. UWF plans to partner with American Magic and offer courses in the field of watercraft engineering. The board voted Tuesday to provide $3.3 million in startup funding for a Center for Water and Vessel Engineering. Classes will be located at the port and will serve as a research and development center for vessel engineering. American Magic signed the lease in February, now calls a new maritime center of excellence home here in Pensacola.
All righty. And the Federal Trade Commission, making it easier to cancel digital subscriptions, I think we're all for that, it announced it would soon put in place a final click to cancel rule. It would require sellers to make it as easy for consumers to cancel their enrollment as it was to sign up. FTC Chair Lena Khan said that the rule will end businesses' tricks and traps, saying that they make people jump through endless hoops just to cancel a single subscription.
So you think it's already dark, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, well, there's not many days left to really enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. In fact, 18 days, it will be the end of daylight savings time. One potential health benefit of DST, it promotes healthy lifestyles by letting people enjoy more outdoor activities. Sunday, November 3rd, that's your day. Turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time.
All righty, 6:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you, some more frivolous stuff to ease you into this Wednesday evening right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hello,
My name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. There's a bit of a funky bumper song for you.
Oh, you know those monkey songs. Come on.
Yeah. 6:53 almost. So we got a few minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Chris, what's going on, my man?
They always say, watch out for those monkey songs. Get you in a lot of trouble.
Right.
Hey, keeping a close tab on Invest 94L, really not much to worry about. It's out there in the central Atlantic. It really doesn't pose any problems to the Gulf and U.S. coastline. In fact, forecasters telling me earlier today, it appears that the Gulf may now be closed for business in terms of tropical development as strong west to east wind shear has now settled into the Gulf. Interesting thing happening. I had a chance to work with... You don't remember, there was a band called The Band up on Crickle Creek, and, you know, good song, back in the 60s, 70s. Robbie Robertson was the brainchild behind that one. Well, iconic director Martin Scorsese is going to pay tribute to the late musical artist by enlisting some current hitmakers for a film celebrating his legacy. Fox's Michelle Pollino explains the details.
Martin Scorsese will direct a Robbie Robertson tribute concert film in Los Angeles. The filming of Life is a Carnival, a musical celebration of Robbie Robertson, will be a bookend to The Last Waltz, the first concert movie Scorsese directed featuring the band in 1976, which was about Robertson's last concert with his former band. The lineup of artists performing at the Kia Forum includes Trey Anastasio, Eric Church, Eric Clapton, Taj Mahal, Van Morrison, Margot Price, Lucinda Williams, and more. Robertson acted as either music supervisor or scorer for Scorsese's films through his death last year. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All right. I had a chance to work with Robbie Robertson at Storyville in New Orleans one year. They were shooting a video down there.
Really?
And yeah, it was pretty interesting. What a legend that guy was, and he will be missed.
Oh, for sure. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. That's the only spot that's been giving us trouble recently, and that appears to still be the case now. Outside of that, not much should hold you up. As for the weather, it's getting kind of chilly out there, 64 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, the sunny Thursday, high of 71, low of 52.
Oh, boy, the weather is just absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you got to just smile about that. There's a new concept of an arcade reaching out to high-end diners, games, and racing enthusiasts. Well, the Fox's Eamon Digman explains in Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
A new gaming entertainment experience keeps expanding with F1 Arcade opening in Washington, D.C. Think a high-end, adult-focused arcade and bar fusion. The nation's capital is the latest outpost for a brand that is looking to expand to 30 locations over the next 5 years. The cocktail bar with upscale bites vibe pairs with over 80 state-of-the-art racing simulators based on the R-Factor series. F1 Arcade U.S. President John Gardner.
You're gripping the steering wheel just some F1 driver would. You're getting to take the turns both again to Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen as you take that first turn, the adrenaline pumping.
Gardner adds that that the racing sim isn't just for adults, with kids as young as 7 encouraged to join in on the fun. F1 Arcade also caters to, quote, backseat drivers.
If you don't want to simulate a race, you can come and have a drink or have food and have an amazing time.
With locations opening in Las Vegas and Philadelphia next year, one may soon open by you. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All righty. I was just talking to you about this earlier. It wasn't this hour. It was last hour, Chris. Very unfortunate news that broke this afternoon. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne, dead at the age of 31, falling from his hotel balcony in Argentina. Apparently, there isn't, of course, an investigation still underway as to whether it was intentional or an accident, what exactly the circumstances were. But for those who are not too familiar with him by name, he got his start on the reality television music competition The X Factor all the way back in 2008. He returned 2 years later after being placed in a group with Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Louis Tomlinson, and Zayn Malik. After forming as One Direction, the group became one of the highest-selling boy bands of all time, selling over 70 million records worldwide before an indefinite break in 2016. How upsetting is that? That's terrible.
It's very sad. Very sad. Especially for people that followed that band.
Yeah. I mean, and only 31 years old.
All right. Maneuvering the streets around Pensacola, let me give you some gas prices. Look at those marquees. Watch the prices drop. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, there at that Valero station, $2.69. Pace, it's a Raceway station. In Pace, $2.64. Cantonment Raceway, $2.57. And Pensacola Raceway, right there on Davis Highway, $2.59 this afternoon.
All righty. Well, and we mentioned this earlier this afternoon. First of all, did you see the horror film from a couple of years ago named Smile?
No, but I've been watching the trailer of the new one.
Yeah. And no, I'm glad that you answered that way, because the sequel is expected to get off to a scary good start at the box office. Smile 2 is projected to bring in between $20 and $25 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film follows a pop singer who starts to see disturbing events happening in front of her as she heads out on tour.
Okay, you got a lot of maybe some waste material around the house. You just don't know how to safely discard it. Well, Santa Rosa residents looking to get rid of the hazardous waste items around the house. Here's your chance. Household Hazardous Waste Amnesty Day, coming up in 3 days, Saturday, at the South Santa Rosa Service Center in Gulf Breeze. Now, if you missed this event, Santa Rosa County residents can still dispose of hazardous waste at the Central Landfill in Milton. That's quite a facility. I don't know if talk about trash facilities, but it's a pretty slick operation they have over there in Milton.
Yeah, no, that is true. And that's coming from a guy who lives over there.
Yeah, I use the dump all the time, you know.
Want to give you a quick score update. 10 minutes, 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Western Kentucky has just taken a 10-7 lead on Sam Houston. Smaller opponents, I got to tell you, but Sam Houston, they have turned it around. They were terrible last year. They're 5-1 now, trying to move it up to 6-1 with a conference win here.
Okay, think about it. General election less than 20 days away. Here's a few deadlines you need to meet. October 24th deadline for our vote by mail request. Early voting is October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa, November 5th. Don't forget about it. Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Cast a ballot at the early voting site. Need to have that photo ID and proof of signature. Then, election night, 7 o'clock, right after the polls close. Keep it right here. News Radio 92.3. We have the coverage for you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.